This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Germany's foreign minister Heiko Maas said on Monday that Kremlin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny should be released immediately after he was detained upon arrival back in Russia after 5 months treatment for poisoning in Germany. France, Italy, and the president of the European Council, Charles Michel, also issued demands for Navalny's release. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo registered his disapproval of Navalny's treatment by tweeting, quote, deeply troubled by Russia's decision to arrest Alexei Navalny. Navalny was detained upon his arrival in Moscow Sunday evening. It was his first time back in his home country since he was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment in Berlin. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him when he was detained by security officials at passport control. Moscow's prison service later said that Navalny had been detained for alleged violations of his suspended prison sentence and would be held in custody until a court hearing later this month. Navalny went to Germany for treatment after he was poisoned with a Soviet-era military-grade nerve agent while traveling in Siberia. He has openly accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack. The Kremlin says it is not responsible for the attack. Russian authorities justified his detention Sunday by arguing Navalny was in violation of parole stemming from a 2014 suspended sentence. The government has also opened 3 other criminal investigations against the opposition leader. He faces a minimum of 3.5 years in prison. You can keep up on this story and all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. Israeli authorities on Sunday advanced plans to build an additional 780 homes in West Bank settlements, an anti-settlement monitoring group said, in a last-minute surge of approvals before the friendly Trump administration leaves office later this week. Peace Now said that over 90% of the homes lay deep inside the West Bank, which the Palestinians seek as the heartland of a future independent state. It said over 200 homes were located in unauthorized outposts that the government had decided to legalize. The political party of Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine said Sunday that it would challenge its loss in a recent presidential election. A representative of Wine's National Unity Party told reporters on Sunday that the party has evidence of, quote, ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice. He said they are going to take all measures that the law permits to challenge the election. The party held a news conference Sunday, a day after Uganda's election commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general elections. Since seizing control of Uganda in 1986, Museveni, who is 76, has ruled Uganda continuously. He's dismissed claims of voting fraud in the recent election against Wine, who's age 38, a singer turned lawmaker. Sunday's announcement from the opposition party came as Reuters reported 2 people were confirmed dead in protests since the election results. Indonesian rescue teams have pulled more bodies from the rubble of residential and commercial buildings toppled by a strong earthquake that hit Sulawesi Island last week, killing at least 78 people, according to authorities on Sunday. More than 800 people have been injured. Thousands of others were left homeless by the 6.2 magnitude earthquake. Roughly 100 Honduran migrants were met with tear gas and struck by police with batons when they tried to pass through a roadblock on the border with Guatemala. The group of migrants were part of a group of roughly 2,000 Hondurans who stopped Saturday night behind the roadblock. The majority stayed behind Sunday morning when the clashes between some members of their group and the police began. None of the migrants made it through the roadblock. Hundreds of migrants later sat in the roadway, refusing to move and attempting to appeal to Guatemalan authorities. As fellow Central Americans, the Associated Press reported that many migrants showed visible injuries from batons after the clash. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras crossed into Guatemala on Saturday in a caravan, hoping to reach the United States in the early days of the new Biden presidential administration. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.